Hey everyone, this is Grace.
And this is Justin.
You're listening to the Perspective of a Hairdresser's podcast,
where we discuss the experiences between seasoned and unseasoned hairdressers alike. Welcome to our show. So Miss Thing, she been out of town for weeks.
Not a week.
A week.
You're about to be out of town for 2 weeks.
Going.
The amount of people who ask me to do their hair when I'm on vacation is too many. I'm not at work right now.
Oh my God. I hate that. Especially when I go back home to visit family and friends, they'll be like, oh, can you do my hair real quick? I'm like, no. I don't have my tools. I don't have stuff to do it with.
Like, do you have someone who does your taxes that is your friend, and then you're hanging out and having drinks and you ask them to do your taxes? Like, no, you don't.
Like, my tax person is going to be at the barbecue today. Maybe I can ask them if they can do my taxes real quick.
Exactly. Like, I love my mom, but she was like, can you give me a haircut? I was like, no, I'm not doing that. You know, it's not like I can't just like snip. Like, we don't have a place to wash you. I don't have my scissors. I have my blow dryer, but it's just like not the same. It's just not the same.
Like having to have like the proper chair.
Yeah.
And a cape. And where do you wash the hair?
Yeah, I don't want to give you like not good work, because then you're going to be walking around with uneven hair because the chair is not suitable for a haircut. And then, oh, my daughter cut my hair, or my friend cut my hair. Well, it looks like shit. Don't tell people that, okay? Tell them you went to someone else. Yeah, I feel like it'd be different. Like, if you're coming and visiting me, yeah, we'll go to the salon and I'll do your hair real quick, or we'll do something, but not when I'm somewhere I'm not near all my stuff.
On your vacation time.
Yes. Like, don't get me wrong, I love my job, but also I need a vacation from it sometimes.
I've even went to the extent of going home and then going back to my cosmetology school, being like, hey, do y'all have scissors or something that I could, like, you know, thin out my aunt's hair or something? I don't know.
Really?
They let me do it, and then I just like create a whole class out of, and they love it. They enjoy it.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, I'm like, I don't know what other cosmetology school
would
let you do that, but
yeah, I feel like if I did that to mine, they'd be like, who are you?
Yeah, right.
Like, I went here.
I paid you money. You should let me use the space.
Exactly. What's your funniest hair story?
Probably my funniest hair story was, I was still in cosmetology school, and I had put the thinning shears right next to the regular shears. I was cutting my mom's hair. Thank God it was my mom.
For real.
I thought that I had grabbed the thinning shears, and I actually grabbed the regular shears. And in the back of her head, I went to snip, and I cut one section. It was probably about an inch by inch section that I'd cut very short.
Oh, you're lucky that was your mom.
Luckily, yes, luckily it was her, but also luckily that she has a ton of hair. So she just put the rest of her hair over it. You could not even tell.
Ugh.
That piece had been gone.
That would that would make my heart drop.
Oh yeah. I've never done that again.
No. My instructor kind of told me a similar story, that when he was not in school, but he was behind the chair, like first starting out, he accidentally cut a chunk out of the lady's hair in the back of her head. And he, like, put his foot over the hair and, like, swept it the other way so when she wouldn't see. And he was like, oh, my God. It was so bad. So bad.
I've done, like, a color correction where I should have done, like, a test strand just to see how far I could push the hair.
Yeah.
And then but I didn't. And so I, you know, do highlights or whatever. Not even think about it, and then pull out the foils, and they are just trash.
Oh.
Like, the ends of the hair are just garbage, and the whole time, you know, I'm brushing them out, but I'm like
trying to hide the hair that's breaking off.
Yeah, but also I'm like, well, you know, you should have told me that your hair was already bleached, and then you put a box dye on top of it, and now you want me to re-bleach it again.
Yeah,
like, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, that's on you. That is on you. I kind of had that. Like, this wasn't my fault. I had this girl come into school when we were on the floor there, and she worked on a cruise ship, and she bleached her hair at home. And when I say overprocessed hair, like, the most overprocessed hair I've ever seen. Like, she looked like her hair just got boiled. Like, it was spaghetti. And I had to cut her hair and then blow dry it. Like, obviously, I knew that, like, overprocessed hair takes forever to dry. But, oh my gosh, I cut off her hair and I could not even dry her hair. Like, it would not dry. And every single time I would brush it, hair would fall out. And she was like, yeah, like, I'll probably, like, always be blonde. And I was like, please don't. Like, you need to do something about this or you're not going to have any hair left. Like, it was so bad.
Yeah. There comes a point for everybody's hair where they want to be, like, super white, icy blonde. And a lot of people just can't be that.
No.
It's so unrealistic. I'm like, just go get a wig.
Yeah.
Just go get a wig.
It would be cheaper and you would have hair afterwards.
Yes.
After, like, we do a lot of platinums for Vivids and platinums in general, but not to say that, like, platinums look bad or anything like that. But after seeing, like, reoccurring platinums, like, I just don't think I could ever do that to my hair again. Like, oh my gosh. It gets addictive, first of all. Like, people don't want to stop doing it because they love being, like, super, they're never blonde enough.
Yeah.
But it is so hard on your hair. So hard.
Yeah, I know. And then you have these people who sometimes, like, shop around, or even people who are from, like, out of town, and they just randomly stop in to get their hair re-bleached. And whoever they had been going to before could have been another rando person, but just, like, creates banding on the hair. And then you don't know what the products they used to re-bleach, like...
It's so meticulous. Like, it is, like, you need to be a routine person to have platinum hair.
And consistent with the same person.
This is not relevant at all, but this is super funny to me. When I first started, like, being an assistant and I had, like, no idea how to shampoo people's hair, I was, like, so nervous. And people can tell when you're nervous. Like, even if you think that you're really good at hiding it, they can tell. And whenever I would shampoo people's hair, I did not understand the concept of how to not get water in people's ear. Like, like, not just, like, a couple drips. Like, the whole...
Let me just, like, spray water into your ear.
Yeah. Like, this, like, it was so bad. And I don't know why, but it would, like, make me laugh so hard, like, that I was just, like, drowning their ear in water. Like, I felt really bad. Like, I wasn't doing it on purpose, but I would be, like, I would, like, bust out laughing when that would happen. And it was so bad. It was so bad.
Oh, my God. I remember one time I was shampooing somebody, and then I cut the water off, but my hand slipped and it cut it on, and the water hose...
Oh my god!
Like, spraying all over the wall. There was a wall, you know, next to the shampoo area, and yeah, it was so bad. Once you do it one time,
you never do it again.
You never do it again.
Mm-mm. This isn't necessarily, like, bad, but also when I first started out, I feel like you don't realize, like, your depth perception of, like, tools and, like, people's heads.
Oh,
and yeah. I would always hit the blow dryer on the people's heads.
I do. I still do that sometimes on accident.
And sometimes I'm like, I don't know, like, they, like, people don't react to it, so I don't know if I'm like, should say sorry or just, like, totally ignore that happened. It's so embarrassing. I'm like, I promise I know what I'm doing. You just didn't realize your head was that close.
Oh my god.
Like, also, when people, this is, like, tale as old as time, like, you cannot hear when people are talking to you while you're blow drying. And also, you're, like, sweating your ass off, so you're not, like, focused on, like, what they're saying. And sometimes people are, like, saying the deepest things to you because you had just got out of a conversation.
That you're was like, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Or I'll just be like, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's awesome. I've done that before. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what a client was talking about. It was something very, very personal, I believe. But I think I responded with, oh, that's awesome.
Terrible.
Like, sorry, I have blow dry ears. I can't really hear.
Like, I'm very, very deaf right now. Also, another thing that's so embarrassing is I am just a sweaty person, and it gets so hot in the salon. Like, it's hot all the time just because there's like 6 or 7 blow dryers going on at the same time, or you're washing in hot water, or it's hot outside, or you're moving. Whatever. And it comes to a point in the time where it's like, oh, I should have put deodorant on 15 minutes ago.
God,
before I start raising my arms in front of these people's faces. Like, I always, like, I'll be doing haircuts sometimes, and I'm like, how do I raise my arm? And, like, not all the way. So it's like, right. Oh, it's so bad. I'm like.
Like, I definitely have had to, I keep like a little bag.
Yeah, of, same.
Like, deodorant and
body spray,
a toothbrush and toothpaste and some like facial toning mist and stuff, you know, because I'm like, let me just keep that little baggie at the salon just for me.
No, it's so important. Like, I have an extra deodorant. I have like a little like perfume bottle that I like don't use all the time, or just like an extra shirt, because sometimes it's like it's not even you, it's just your shirt.
Yeah,
and you have to change it, you know, like it's bad. This happens to me a lot at the front desk, and I swear to God, people think I'm an idiot sometimes that I'm just like on a script in my brain, you know, like you say the same things over and over again, and you just like, you get so accustomed to it, and they like ask you a question that's like not normal, and you say like the most dumb shit that doesn't make sense. And then you have to be like, or like you're trying to like piece a sentence together and like no words are coming to your brain. Like, it's so embarrassing. Like, that happens to me at least once a month.
I know. I've gotten so used to doing that, especially when my clients check out. Like, I have like a little tagline that I say every single time. But then I feel like there's something more that needs to be said. So I like fumble and I'm like, have a good day.
Yeah. Oh, it's so bad. Or like for me, like I'm such a talkative person. Like, I can talk to people, like I'm super confident. But it's like the weirdest thing. Like, certain people come in and I'm like scared to like greet them. I don't know what it is. Like, they're not scary people. I just like immediately get shy for some reason. This is so awkward. Like, I should have said something 15 minutes ago when they came in, and now they're just like sitting there and like, I haven't said anything. Like, I need to say something. Like, it's so bad.
Or when it's somebody who you've only done the hair once, maybe twice before, and you don't really recognize their name or their face when they come in. And then they come in and you're standing at the front desk and you're like,
nice to meet you.
Hey, how's it going? And I don't really want to say like, oh, are you checking in? You've seen me before. You know what I look like. You're here for me. But I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know.
I had that happen once. Someone came in and like had a service done by someone else, but they had like previously got a service done by me like in this like last year in summer, and they had come in like not that long ago in like December. And they like waved at me and like asked me how I was doing, and I was like, I don't know that person. Like, how do they know me? Like, I'm so confused right now. And you just have to be like, hey, like try to like have them say their name first.
Yeah.
Or like try to then like a key word they have to say so you can remember.
And you don't want to make them feel bad.
No, it's never like that. But it's just like once in a blue moon, you'll forget about someone because you haven't seen them. But they remember you, and then you feel like an asshole.
I know. Well, it's so bad because like we see so many people in a day, every day of the week.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, my memory when it comes to, like, clients and stuff, like, because I worked in the coffee industry for a while before I went into hair. It's like you remember people, and people appreciate that, and that's how you make tips.
Yeah.
It's like you hold on to, like, little conversations or, like, names and stuff, and people will be like, oh, my God, you remembered me, like, whatever, whatever. So, like, I'm really good at remembering people and, like, little things they told me. But like, other than that, like, there's nothing filling my brain besides like that.
Yeah. Or what you about to eat for lunch today.
No, that's the only occupancy in my brain. Like,
I won't remember somebody's name or face when they come in, but like, once I start having small conversations with them, I'm like, oh, I pick it back up. I'm like, oh, you mentioned that you were going to, I don't know, Mexico or something last time you were here. How did that go? I'm like, oh, okay.
Has anyone ever like called you the wrong name?
Oh, yeah.
Like consistently? For sure. Yes. Really?
Everybody calls me Jason.
Really?
Everybody.
Does that bother you?
It doesn't bother me. Because I'm so used to it now that I'm like, no, it's Justin.
You don't even.
Which is ironic because I have a cousin. His name is Jason.
Okay, you know what's weird about that is everybody calls me Tracy because I used to, like, a lot of people would call me Gracie growing up, so they would call me Tracy. And my dad has a cousin named Tracy.
So weird.
And I was like, my name's not Tracy. Do I look like a Tracy?
You
like,
automatically
no.
associate that name with that person.
Yeah, it's so funny. Or I'm like the worst. Like, words in general are very hard for me. And some people's names are very hard to say.
Oh, yeah.
And I will, like, I won't ever say a person's name if I know I'm going to butcher the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, what's your name? Like, I'm not going to say it. I don't even want to try at all. I'll just be like, hey, you know, or like try to get their attention.
I have gotten used to saying, like, if I meet somebody for the first time and I'm about to do their hair, I go up and I greet them. Hi, I'm Justin. How do you pronounce your name?
Yeah.
You know, that way I can establish like that's how they pronounce the name or whatever. You know,
mm-hmm. This has been happening to me so recently. The phones in the salon, I don't know what it is, but like the connection is so bad.
I know.
Where I can't hear, like, I can't understand a single thing. And people get angry if you ask them to repeat themselves. Like, I don't care. Like, people immediately get pissed off for some reason. And I'll have to ask them to repeat themselves like 5 different times.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea what they're saying.
Yeah. I think it's just like the connection, or especially here in New York, like people are always out on the street or whatever, and there's always some
noise
somewhere going on. Yeah. I noticed that too. Or also even like it'll just like click out. I'm like, I didn't hear a word of that.
Yeah. Or so. I just like, I don't know. For me, I feel like they think that I'm like stupid. And then they start like yelling over the phone. And I'm like, you yelling doesn't make a difference. I still can't hear you.
Exactly.
Or be like, I'm like, just please spell it out for me. Or
like speak to text.
Yeah. Like bookings through text, because then the person can spell their name on there. They can tell us what they want. And it's just easier because over the phone is so hard sometimes.
I feel that. All right. Well, you want to end?
Yeah.
End this one?
I got to go to work.
Oh, go to work. Make that money.
Got to work. Thanks for listening to our show. If you liked what we talked about, subscribe, maybe like, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.